Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I know you can sense it. I know you can feel it. And I just communicated with you nonverbal, so I know you got the message. If you don't understand, or if you didn't understand, you do now. The excitement is here. The excitement, happy, good, whatever times, excitement, it is there, it is here, and all of you know why. All of you know why. I like to go to different sporting events. I like to just go and try to get to many, many, many stadiums, many arenas, many ballparks as I can. I try to just hit all of them. And no, it's not a bucket list, and no, it's not a wish list. No, it's none of that. I just want to do it. I just want to do it. I just want to have the fun, because that is fun. That is amazing. But it's not like the fun that happening now or happening today or that's happening once again every year, same time of year. It's there. It's here. Wait, what are we talking about? Communicated with you nonverbal. And if you don't know, like I always say, ask somebody who do get it. Anyway, moving forward. It's not that I have a list, a checklist. It's like, okay, I want to go here, check this off. Want to go there, check this off. Got to hit all of them as physically possible. All of them as financially possible. All of them as possible, basically. And there's certain things that conflicts this. There's certain things that just brings into it's a conflict. And no, not actual the being in the stadium and going to the arena or what have you, ballpark. It's not that. It's that when you have to do other things, when you have to ingratiate yourself with the peeps, the people, the fans, the fanatics, the hooligans, whoever, it's not all the same. It's not all the same. So you have to know how to move. Have to know how to move in a room full of vultures or buzzards or some other kind of bird of prey, maybe. Bird of prey. Final answer. Because there's a few stadiums. There's a few arenas. There's a few places I've been where the restroom hasn't been as tidy as I would like. And yeah, it's a public place, and it's not necessarily, it's not a place where you're going to just go and say, hey, I'm going to have some fun here in the bathroom. I'm going to have some fun here because it is the best place. I'm going to have some fun here because it is so new. I want that new. I'm going to have some fun here because it is so wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, it's none of that. It's definitely none of that. But the thing is, once upon a time, there was this one field I went to, and the thing is, when I have no problem, I have no phobia of public restrooms or anything to that. That's not me. That is, I have no issue with that. I have no problem with that. It's just that I'm more of a precise. Yeah, precise. Precision. I'm in out, as you already know. However, noobs, you don't know this. You possibly can go back and review, or I'll just inform you now. It's in out. 5 seconds or less. In out. 5 seconds or less. In out. 5 seconds or less. And at most about 30 seconds, and most about 30 seconds, and that's pushing it. That is pushing it. 30 seconds or more. That is pushing it. That is the no-go. That is the danger. That is when things go haywire. That is when things just pop off that's not supposed to pop off. And I just don't know anything about it. However, this time that I can recall, it wasn't 30 seconds or more. It just happened to be just the perfect storm. It happened to be the perfect storm of events the perfect storm of things that just came all about at the same time, simultaneously, and was like, woo, and it presented this. And it wasn't because it was more than 30 seconds. Something was bound to happen. Something was bound to pop off. And this was before that I knew that I was always stuck in an adventure. This was before I even knew that I was always going to get some kind of adventure. This was before I even was yearning for a journey. Epic journey, by the way. And that's a, asterisk, epic journey. This is before any of that. So you can imagine how shocked I was when this happened. Because it's not something that happens or it's not something that I'm used to. Maybe, just maybe, it's something that's normal, because in this type of situation, in this type of area, in this type of atmosphere, it goes on all the time. It's normal. You get used to it, but I don't understand how you can get used to this. Yeah, you might can accept it on a small level. You can accept it on a small level, but that's pushing it. That is pushing it. And this just made my 30 seconds or less pushing it even more so that this gotta be done. Yet, I'm shooting for the 5 seconds, 5 seconds or less, 30, pushing it. So I'm at this game, ballpark, field, whatever. Sometimes you have to go when you have to go. It's something that you, as a fan, it's something that you as fanatic, it's something that you as a hooligan, it's something that you who about that life, it's not something that you just want to do because you don't want to leave. You don't want to miss anything. Yeah, there are TVs all around. There are people who can tell you what happened, but it's not the same. You're not seeing it. You're missing stuff. You're missing things. So going to the restroom, it's like last resort. You do everything in your power to just hold it as long as possible until you at that breaking point was like, I can't hold this anymore. I can't do this anymore. It just hurts too bad. I want the hurting to stop. Please, hurting, stop. What do I have to do to make this hurting stop? I want this hurting to stop right now because this does not feel good. This is a bad feeling. I love this game. I like this team. I'm enjoying the atmosphere. I'm enjoying the people around me. This is so entertaining. This is so much fun. I am having so much. This is the time of my life. Yet, I'm in pain. Yet, this feels bad. Yet, I gotta go. I gotta go now. And so going to the restroom is last resort. So you get there and you already want to do in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, because you gotta get back. You gotta get back to what you was doing previous. You gotta get back to having the fun. You gotta get back to your peeps. Come on, your peeps are missing you. You gotta get back. So it's an in. With me, it's already in and out. So now this brings on the more me getting in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And what took place and what happened, it just solidified the fact that I have to do this in 30 seconds or less. And that's pushing it. Granted, this wouldn't have helped in this situation. It gave me this mindset going forward. It's like, hey, I'm gonna adopt 5 seconds or less, 30 seconds pushing it, but it's definitely 5 seconds or less. So I held it as long as I could possibly hold it, and I just had to stop watching the game. I had to stop being entertained. I had to stop kicking it and hanging out with my peeps.
I just had to leave and I just had to go because it just felt too bad. And I did not want to feel bad anymore. I want to feel what? Good. Give me the good feeling back. That good feeling back. So I'm making my way and I'm just. I'm away. Go to the restroom, men's restroom. And this stadium, this field is a pretty old ballpark. It was a pretty old ballpark and still a pretty old ballpark. And I don't know if you are familiar with the troughs. I don't know if you're familiar with troughs, but yeah, this men's restroom had troughs. This men's restroom had troughs. Troughs, yeah. And troughs, if you were thinking horses, and yeah, you got the right idea. You got the right mental picture. But if you don't, and you're like, what? What's so bad about a trough? Oh, what's a trough? It's basically like a open area where you just, you know, relieve yourself in almost like a bucket, but not really a bucket because it's longer and it just stretches out and you just pee down and it's an open area. So everybody, you know, you just can be side by side somebody and just, you know, just go for what you know. That's not the problem. That wasn't the problem. That wasn't the issue because, as I said before, hey, it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. There's no shame in my game. I don't care. That was the least thing in my mind. I just wanted to feel good. I just wanted to get back to my friends. I just wanted to get back to the game. I just wanted to get back to having fun. I just wanted to be feeling good again. So having to relieve myself with standing arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, I should say, with other people necessarily, you know, doing the same thing. That wasn't the problem. That was not the problem. That wasn't the issue. Hey, whatever. It happens. Cool story to tell, right? Yeah, cool story to tell. That wasn't the problem. The problem is, this was a game. This was a ballpark. Adult beverages were being sold, and you had people about that life, and there were so many different other factions. There were so many different groups that was just in there at that one time. And see, this was before that I knew that everything was an adventure. This is before I knew that every time that I did something or every time something happened, it was an adventure. It was an adventure, not a journey, and it wasn't epic. Hashtag or asterisk, choose one. So I'm in there, and apparently there's this one guy to my left shoulder, basically. And I'm not an expert on adult beverages, and I'm definitely not a doctor. Don't play one on the radio. Don't play one on the TV either. And I'm definitely not a soothsayer. Well, not right now. Maybe next show I'll be a soothsayer, but not right now. Right now, I'm not a soothsayer. However, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the guy on my left shoulder, close to my left shoulder, that I'm sharing, or we're just my left shoulder, his what right shoulder, and we're like shoulder to shoulder there. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this person was wasted. Yeah, and that's the thing. I kind of feel bad saying that because that's not something that I like to put on somebody. That's not something that I like to say. I don't like to point out and say, hey, that person's wasted. I don't like to say, hey, you wasted. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel uncomfortable saying that this person to the left of me, that my left shoulder was bumping up, touching his right shoulder. And it just makes me feel uncomfortable to say that he was wasted. The shoe fits. The circumstances fit. This is definitely my gut feeling telling me, my gut, going with my gut feeling. I'm not going to think about this logically. I'm not going to just do calculate and make calculations and predictions in my head. I'm just going to go with my gut feeling and say this cat was wasted. I don't know what gave it away. Maybe the constant his right shoulder bumping my left shoulder. I'm not going to say it was the swerving. I'm not going to say it was the just spraying all over the place, like just spraying all over the place. Yeah, about that. There's another person to my other side, right? My right shoulder, left shoulder. And this cat was about that life. This cat was about that life. And this cat was, I talk about this in the past, and I'm going to continue to talk about this because this is so true. And I have no problem saying this because this is like a badge of honor that they wear. This is like a badge of honor that they, it's recognizing greatness. It's bowing in the presence of greatness. The cat to my right was about that life. And he was, I wish somebody would. This cat was about that life. And he was, I wish somebody would. I wish somebody would. And that's the thing. I am in the middle. I'm not about that life. I'm not. I wish somebody would. Hey, you wish somebody would? Let me just get in, out so I can go. Because I ain't trying to. I'm not trying to. Hey, I just want to get back to my friends. I just want to have fun. I just want to feel good. I want to continue to watch the game. And so I got, this is the perfect storm. I got this guy to the right. And then the other guy that's just carefree is like, woo, and that's wasted. And that's the word that I feel uncomfortable saying it. I feel uncomfortable saying that he was wasted, but he was wasted. And he was just spraying all over the place. So I'm feeling bad. I'm all about that in, out, in, out. And this is why I say 5 seconds less. So I do what it do. It's like, ooh. And I'm not even waiting to like zipper all the way up. I'm not even waiting to just, you know, make sure everything's good to go before I go. I'm like, ooh, I'm done. I'm finished. I am out because this something's about to go down and I do not want to be around. I don't want to be around for this. I don't want to be around for this. And maybe, just maybe, I don't want to get family program. Just, yeah. I don't want to get sprayed either. There we go. Should have said ear muffs, but hey, too late. Sue me. Too late. I don't want to get sprayed, so I'm out. And the guy to my right that's about that life, let's just say he got sprayed. He got sprayed and I just had to get out. And I was on my way out and I usually wash my hands because I want to be clean. I don't have OCD where I'm not a germaphobe, and that worked into my advantage that day. That worked to my advantage because I didn't need to wash my hands. I probably should have washed my hands, but I just needed to get out of that situation because things went down and things popped off and I did not want to be involved. I'm sorry. I want to get back to having fun. I don't want to be talking to people explaining what happened and why it happened and why it happened the way it happened. And then did I could get involved? Could I could have did something to make something different? Nah. I know it's selfish. I know it's sharing is caring and that's definitely not caring. But my intuition about their life, carefree. Hey, that's not a good combo. I just want to go. I just want to do my time and just go. And so I did my time and I just went and I had to go. I had to get back to being happy. I had to go back to my happy place, and I'm back in my happy place because Champion League is back. Champion League is back. I'm going to say it one more time. Champion League is back. Bring it. I know I said some bad things last year about Champions League, but I only said it because I was just upset. I was upset because some of the teams that I wanted to compete, some of the teams that I wanted to be in it wasn't in it. So I just had to make, and I just had to pretend like Champions League was just overrated. The Champions League wasn't the best. The Champions League was just ha, poo, poo. I am sorry. Champions League makes me happy. Champions League is where it's at. If you don't believe, check out the first few games. Amazing. Favorite word, amazing. One more time, amazing. Champions League, welcome back. Please don't ever leave me again.